This recording of a channeling session is intended for your personal use only and is protected by copyright. Please do not duplicate it for any commercial means, and please do not post it to any website. Feel free to post a link back to it on www.josiah.com. Thank you.
Now, once again, allow us to express our greetings and gratitude to each of you. And before we begin, we would like to remind you once again as well that there continues to exist that opportunity for each of you to be involved in that silent communication, in that telepathic interaction, and the exchange of information. And while we would encourage you to catch that opportunity to alter your consciousness and be involved in that activity, we absolutely understand that it is your choice to do so. Absolutely. Now, this reality that you're involved in, that you create and that you experience, is quite simply a validation of the beliefs you hold. And it's a combination of belief systems, as we have suggested, the human consciousness belief system, the societal belief system, and the individual belief system. What's difficult for you to grasp is the understanding that this is the illusionary part of your reality, the most illusionary existence that you can be in. And many times, your beliefs and belief systems, your choices and decisions, are made in altered states of consciousness, in order for you to enter into an incarnational period, into a reality, and to experience the intense range of emotions and feelings that result from your experiencing those particular realities that you're creating. And then you once again go to great lengths to hide from that understanding because it makes it real. We've many times used the analogy that it's like going into a theater and you see a projection of light upon a screen and you understand absolutely that that's illusionary. And yet you can go through an entire field and range of emotions in a very short period of time. But you understand that it's an illusion. It's someone else's concept of what reality is that they're portraying upon the screen. And it's not real. You realize that it's not real, and consequently the emotions and feelings are not all that intense. But when you leave the theater, now that's real. Now you're back into the real world. The irony of it is that it's as illusionary as what it was that you're seeing on the screen. You just go to great lengths to hide from that understanding because it makes it more real, because it allows you to experience that intense range of emotions and feelings. And so you have these beliefs and belief systems that we have suggested. If you change the belief, you change the reality. Some of the difficulty is the extent to which you go to, in your awakened consciousness state, hide from that understanding of what your beliefs are. Many of those beliefs are put in place in your so-called between incarnational periods. You believe in time and space, which is an illusion. It doesn't really exist. And yet you go through all types of creation process to validate that belief in time and space. You are born, you go through infancy, you go through adolescence into adulthood, and you go through the whole gamma, and you see your physical body transform from one form to another on a sort of evolutionary progression that you expect to occur. And for some, that expectation occurs at a different rate than for others. What do you believe? You see, you put in place in that between incarnational period many beliefs and belief systems that you bring in to that incarnation, that you bring in for the opportunity to experience. And you not only put it in place through your choice, but through agreements with other individuals that they may experience the emotions and feelings that are involved in the interaction of individuals in a family unit, for example. You agree to participate. You agree to be involved. Even if it's a situation that you look upon in your awakened consciousness state and say, how could anyone ever agree to be put in any type of a situation that you view as being very negative? very less than desirable. You see, an infant, for example, is put into a situation where they're suffering from what you refer to as abuse, and you ask, how can an infant have that choice and make that choice? Understand that that infant, the spot of consciousness that that infant is, that's creating the reality, is the same spot of consciousness that exists within each of you. That infant has existed within this vibrational level, since the vibrational level that you chose to create, that you chose to maintain, has come into your so-called existence. Time is an illusion. It really doesn't exist. And so that infant, at some level of their consciousness, agree to participate. Not only for the sake of their ability to experience those feelings, but to allow the individuals that they are interacting with to experience those feelings. We understand the difficulty to accept that in your so-called adult phase of your existence, in your conscious state. But nonetheless, there are no accidents. There are no coincidences. You create your reality. And so in that altered state of consciousness, you put in place the beliefs and the belief systems that many times are very difficult for you to not only access, but to understand and to accept. How could an individual be responsible for such a creation process? In that altered state of consciousness, you choose the blueprint for the body that you are about to experience. You put in place what you like to refer to as the genetic code for your existence. But you also put in place and make the choices for what you refer to as your DNA, for certain elements to become possibilities or probabilities for you to experience in a particular incarnational period. And in that incarnational period, based upon your choices and decisions, based upon your thoughts and feelings, you either activate or deactivate certain areas of that DNA. You see, your scientists at one time looked at that portions of your DNA and thought that it was just like sort of leftover junk, if you wish, from your so-called evolutionary process. But they're beginning to understand that contained within that DNA are the potentials for realities for you to experience in a particular incarnational period. Various illnesses, for example. Various abilities or lack of abilities to be involved in addictions, all put in place, all based upon your choices and decisions, whether or not you turn a possibility into a probability through your choices and decisions and consequently experience it. Certain illnesses that exist throughout your experience, throughout a particular lifetime, that you can look upon and judge that it's possible that that's an inherited type of ailment that you're experiencing, and yet it's a choice contained within your DNA. And you are now in what we like to refer to as the new age and new energy, where it's been as a result of the human consciousness alteration of the energy that you utilize to create your reality, there's been a shift in your creation process that allows you to influence your reality consciously in a manner that was very difficult for you to achieve prior to your year of 2012. And so, as a result of the alteration of this energy, as subtle as that alteration may be, you have that opportunity to consciously influence your reality through consciously holding various belief systems that can influence the DNA. You can literally alter the energy that surrounds your DNA, and as a result of that alteration, change what was once a probability into a possibility, or conversely, change it from a possibility into a probability and experience it. So it becomes important to understand that the thoughts that you hold, that influence your choices and decisions, influence as well the energy that comprises the physical being that you exist in. You are absolutely in control. What do you believe? And it's very difficult, once again, to understand many of those beliefs because you put them in place in an altered state of consciousness, and then you put in place as well as that electromagnetic type of energy that limits your capacity to understand. Because you choose It's important to understand that you choose. It's important to understand that it's your reality. And it's important to understand that it's an illusion. If you don't accept all of that, then it's a choice that you make, that you're going to exist and experience realities that are seemingly beyond your control, because the spot of consciousness that creates your reality, that you are, gives to you that which you desire without judging whether it's right or wrong. Without exception. And so, you have within your physical being, within each and every cell of your physical being, the blueprint for the possibilities and probabilities for various experiences to occur throughout your lifetime that influence this alteration of your physical being, the aging process, if you wish. It validates your belief in time and space. It validates this human consciousness belief system that you're not in control. It validates that there are certain illnesses that you assumingly cannot influence, and yet you influence them all. Absolutely influence them all. It's your choice. Many times when an individual alters a belief or a belief system and obtains some type of a regression, if you wish, from an ailment that was considered to be impossible to recover from, you look upon it as a miracle. How did that happen? It happened because of an alteration of a belief system. It happened because of a desire and an imagination and the expectation that it's possible. It happened because the individual desired. If you wish to call it a miracle, you can label it whatever you want. It's a ratification of beliefs and belief systems. It's really that simple. The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. If you don't like your reality, change the belief. And while we understand the simplicity of that statement, we also understand the complication of accomplishing that alteration of beliefs and belief systems, particularly when many of them are put in place in your so-called altered state of consciousness in the between incarnational state. The answer lies within each of you. You won't find it written in a book. You can listen to entities such as us trying to attempt an explanation, and while it gives you the opportunity to open the door, it does not take you through. You must believe. You must make the choice. And the answers lie within inside. Alter your consciousness by maintaining your awareness. You can control what it is that you desire to experience. And you can experience it in an altered state of consciousness, what you like to refer to as a meditative state. Allow your consciousness to enter into your subconsciousness while maintaining awareness of what it is that you're experiencing. Each of you has that capability. It's not difficult. It's only difficult because you believe it's difficult. It's only difficult because you hold the belief, I can't do that. The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. Do you believe that it's possible for you to have that experience? Do you believe that it's possible for you to control your environment? Do you believe that it's possible to you to heal yourself? Or do you believe that there are other entities who can heal you but you're not capable of healing yourself? You see, the reality, your experience, is a reflection of the belief you hold. And if you believe that it's necessary for you to be involved with another individual in order to accomplish some type of healing, then go for it. There's nothing right or wrong about that decision. But understand that it's a validation of a belief you hold. And the individual that you're interacting with is also participating in fulfilling that belief and belief system. It's not a right or wrong, it's what you choose to do. Right or wrong, good or bad, desirable or less than desirable is a human and awake consciousness concept. It does not exist at the level from which you create your reality. The stock of consciousness that you are holds no such judgment, but gives to you that to validate your belief systems, whatever it is that you desire, and rejoices in that creation process. So if you believe, for example, that there are certain various techniques that if you follow it will enhance your life, then by all means follow the techniques. You see, the technique or the particular type of activity that you're involved in to enhance your physical or spiritual being is not nearly as important as your belief in that activity. It's your belief that's important. We've used the analogy that is like you believe that you have to go on some type of a journey across a body of water. Now, laying offshore is this heavy bank of fog. And so you can't really see how long the journey is going to be. And so lined up upon the shore are various vessels that can assist you in your journey. And they go from the very simplest to the most complicated. Now you can take your time running up and down the shore and checking out each vessel to see if it's properly equipped, to see whether or not that will get you on this journey that you're not sure how long it will be involved or what you're about to experience. And so you check out the crews and you check out all of the particular elements and all of the necessities in order for you to involve in this journey in a very safe way. What do you believe? You see, if you believe, and if you know, you don't need the vessel. You can walk there. The belief, the technique, is not nearly as important as what you believe. If you believe that it's necessary for you to balance your physical being, then by all means, balance the physical being, but understand that that's your belief, not right or wrong. Benefits can be quite enormous if that's what you believe. The method or technique is not nearly as important as your belief in the method or technique. Now, if there's any questions, we would be willing to attempt to answer them for you.
Professor, I'm wanting to know something about the human body and external pollutants, as you call them. Free radicals are molecules that steal electrons from other molecules in the body, causing damage, which can damage cell membranes or mutate or break DNA, which can lead to disease. I want to know if it is true that we are the God that we seek. Is it possible to undo this damage? Is it the same thing as the belief that you were referring to?
We have just explained that the elements that you experience are simply a validation of beliefs and belief systems. There are individuals existing within your conscious state that frequently hear what you look upon as being very negative and in instances impossible types of diseases to heal without assistance. It's possible for you to control your entire body. It's possible for you to control pain. It's possible for you to heal any portion of your body. What do you believe? And consequently, it's possible for you as well to control the damage done by what you refer to as your so-called free radical. What do you believe? If you believe that such a thing exists and that it's impacting and influencing your physical being, then you create the reality. And again, it's not right or wrong. This is not a situation where you look upon it and say, well, I must be doing something wrong. Absolutely not. That stock of consciousness that you are does not judge whether it's right or wrong, but gives to you that which you desire. It's in your awakened consciousness that you view it as being right or wrong. And consequently, when you view it as being right or wrong, if it's wrong, then it becomes very difficult for you to own it and to alter it and to change it. It's not wrong. It's a validation of a belief that you hold. It's like choosing the vessel along the shore. It's not right or wrong. But if you understand that it's not necessary, that it's your creation, that it's not right or wrong, good or bad, or desirable or less than desirable, but it is a part of your creation, and you own it, and you understand it, and you walk in it, then you can, well, alter it if you so desire. And you continuously, in your awakened consciousness state, hold negative thoughts. You create the reality. You begin to believe that you're not worthy. You begin to believe that it's not possible. Oh, other people can accomplish that, but I can't do that. And you get what it is that you desire without judgment from the position from which you create the reality. It's important to grasp that concept. And in this new age and new energy, it's important to understand that what you hold in your consciousness and what you believe is possible for you to create and experience has the capacity to come into your reality and give you that opportunity to experience. Many, many years ago when we suggested in your time that there would be this alteration in the ability for you to consciously influence your reality, we understand absolutely that what comes to mind is that from then on it's going to be a positive reality. What you in your awakened consciousness state view is a positive reality. It's important to understand it's not positive from the level from which you create your reality. There is no judgment there whether it's positive or negative. And so, while individuals expected this concept that in this new age and new energy, that suddenly it would be a all positive creation process, that's not what we suggested. We suggested that you will consciously influence your reality in a manner that's been very difficult for you to accomplish in your so-called past or in your history. Whether it's right or wrong, good or bad, desirable or less than desirable, is your evaluation in your awakened consciousness state. And so, if you continue to believe that it's not possible for you to control, then you create the reality to validate the belief system. It's not right or wrong. It's a choice that you make. If you continue to believe that it's necessary for you to once again go up and down the shore to choose the right vessel that's properly equipped, then you will continuously be searching for the right belief system, the right technique, what it is that I need to do to get where I wish to go, instead of understanding that it's within inside, that the answer you seek within inside, and is begin to like who you are and to love yourself consciously, and you can bring all of that into your reality. You can control your physical being. It's your reality. You not only can control your pain, you can heal your body. Yeah? Not only can, but do. You see, that's the irony. You believe that when you go to a physician, for example, that somehow that physician is healing you. It's an interaction, it's an agreement. And you believe, and as a consequence, because you believe, then that assistance occurs. And if that's what you believe, then we would encourage you to utilize a physician. But understand that it's a belief, that you are interacting. You do heal yourself, even if you believe that the physician is the result. It doesn't matter. It's what did you believe. And so if that's what you believe, by all means, utilize, be involved in that type of activity. If you believe that it's necessary for you to go through some type of a balance for your physical body in order for you to function properly, then by all means, accomplish that. Validate the belief. It's not right or wrong. It's what you believe. It becomes very difficult. And we used an example here of an individual being born into an abusive situation. It's very hard for you to grasp the concept that that individual made the choice. It's even more difficult for you to grasp the concept that in an adulthood, when an individual enters into what you would refer to as an abusive situation, that it's the victim that's in control. When the victim decides that they will take control of their existence, when they accept the responsibility for who and what they truly are, that interaction ends. It's the victim who's in control. And as long as the victim desires to be a victim, as long as they believe that they're not worthy, as long as they believe that they don't have that capacity to control their reality, as long as they lack that expectation because they don't like who they are or love themselves consciously, then they continuously draw to them individuals willing to play that role. And at the levels of both consciousness, you rejoice in the creation process. That's what you find difficult to accept. You see, if it's a reality where it's been all very, what you and your awakened consciousness stacked with you as being a positive reality, then you can find it much easier to accept the responsibility for that reality. Oh, look, I've made this step and I made this choice and decision and I had these thoughts and feelings and look, I created this very positive reality and I'm really enjoying it. But now it is a reality that's not so desirable. And then it becomes very difficult to accept the responsibility. It's very difficult to blame someone else. But until you accept the responsibility, until you accept and own the reality, it becomes very difficult to change it. Whether it's an individual involved in what you would refer to as an abusive situation, or an individual who's struggling with self-worth, or an individual who's attempting to solve a health issue, it makes no difference. The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. Like who you are. Love yourself consciously. Go with inside and get a glimpse of that spark of consciousness that you are. The answers you seek are within inside each of you. You have but to believe. Does that answer your question?
It does. Thank you.
Guy, I have a question. On a recent job that I was on with my partner, we were installing millwork on a very high ceiling. In some cases, we worked off a lift. In other cases, we worked off of scaffolding. Very early on in the job, our supervisor came over to me very kind of upset. She had had a very vivid dream where I had fallen, and she saw me laying on the floor, not moving, and that really bothered her. I told her at the end of the job I would attempt to explain that to her. How can I accurately explain that to her?
You evolve in situations. There are a multitude of particular possibilities that occur. And for one to have what they believe to be an intuitive feeling, or in this instance, a dream that's in an altered state of consciousness, does not necessarily mean that that will be something that occurs in that reality. While each of you interact with each other to create the reality, nonetheless, when it is an instance or a particular event that affects you directly, you need to understand that you are in control. You agree and the others agree to participate, but you are in control. And so when another experiences what could be a possibility, it's important again to understand that there are possibilities and probabilities. And you, through your choices and decisions, turn what could be a possibility into a probability. It's difficult to explain that it is within your control to have an effect on another individual. Absolutely. In your altered state of consciousness, you interact. Time and space are illusory. That's what's difficult for you to grasp. In your altered state of consciousness, you're involved in interacting in all of your other lifetimes. They exist in the same time and same space. There's no past lifetime and there's no future time, lifetime. It's an illusion. Time and space are illusion. They only exist in your awakened consciousness state and to various degrees in your other levels of consciousness. And so these other lifetimes are all being experienced in the same time and same space. And we've used the analogy many times. It's like you understand there are multitudes of radio frequencies in the air and you have the capacity to tune into one while eliminating all the rest. While you're absolutely aware that all of the radio frequencies exist in the same time and same space. Similar, with your multi-dimensional personalities, with your other lifetimes. And many times, in those other lifetimes, you're interacting with the individuals that you are interacting with in this lifetime, in this incarnational period. And in those altered states of consciousness, you experience events in other lifetimes and attempt to apply them to this lifetime. You are in control. If you make the choices and decisions, if you begin to believe that it's possible for you to have that experience, then you can create it, absolutely. But to believe that another person can influence your reality and correct for you is not possible. It's an agreement. You participate. You are the controller of your reality. Does that answer your question?
I believe so. Needless to say, I worked very carefully on this job.
And that's a choice and a decision. Absolutely. So what we suggest, your choices and decisions, your thoughts and feelings, what do you believe will affect the reality that you experience. An individual, for example, who suffers from some ailment and wonders why that occurs, without looking back at the choices and decisions that they have made on various things that they believe that will influence their health, such as you may believe that a certain diet can have a very negative effect on your reality, and so you involved in actively consuming that diet for many, many years, and then suddenly wonder why you have the illness. Why does this happen to me? Not only that, many times you attempt to make the changes and expect that to cure instantly when you don't take into the account the belief that you hold that it's possible to create it through your lack of responsible dieting. And then you have to expect to change it instantly. It's not that you can't change it instantly. It's that you hold the belief that time and space are illusionary. Or rather that time and space are real, not illusionary. And so you hold that belief that there must be an evolutionary process, and that it takes time for you to heal, that it takes time for you to make that alteration. And as we have suggested, when that happens instantaneously, you look upon that as being some type of a miracle. And so it is in your instance. The suggestion has been made that there's a possibility for a very negative reality to experience. You make the choices and decisions. What do you believe? Utilize your imagination. Your thoughts and feelings influence the outcome of your reality. Your choice. Absolutely. Does that answer your question?
Yes, it does. Thank you very much.
Well now, once again it has been a very interesting interaction, and we would like to once again express our gratitude for your offering us this opportunity to interact and to share with each of you. And we would remind you again that we are not separated by time or space, but rather by breath and liberty. And should you choose to interact with us, you had but to express the intent, and we would welcome that opportunity to interact and to share with each of you. And so until we meet again, we would express our gratitude to you with love and with peace.